Hello, everybody. I'm Michael Monaco.
And I'm Bobby Salvis, and we are the Hazmat Guys, bringing you knowledge and insight to make your job a little bit easier and safer.
Let's take a minute to hear about today's sponsors.
Hey, have you heard about the Decon Field Guide?
Oh, yeah. The First Line Technologies, the DFG, has everything that I'm looking for in the field of emerging threats.
Yeah, the DFG has a brand new look with updated time-saving resources such as instructional videos, guidance documents, dwell timings, FAQs, even a ton more than that.
You're preaching to the choir, man. I've already been using the guide documents and the instructional videos on a bunch of classes that we're teaching throughout the country.
Yeah, so simply download the Decon Field Guide app to your smartphone or tablet to access the full threat library, step-by-step instructions, and instructional videos. Download the Decon Field Guide app today. You can find it on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
Let's get to the show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Hazmat Guys. And this is episode 252. That was a little flamboyant.
A little too much over the top.
But
well, considering you're never over the top in your intro.
Yes.
And I'm usually like, hello, people.
Well, you know, there's no shows. We have, you know what the thing is with these university shows is that I'm like constantly tweaking them. I want them to be like incredible. And this one is probably my biggest and most in-depth one. So it is. This one's a deep dive, and I don't want to screw it up, so I'm really polishing this one.
Yeah. So, all right, so here's the deal, folks, because some people – well, all right, maybe not some people. I personally feel like we're not putting stuff out fast enough. And so for those instructors that are out there, right, you know there's kind of like some information that you glaze over, right, because you're like, I know this area. I know they don't have a lot of X, Y, and Z, so I'm going to touch on it so that they know it. But I'm not really going to go into depth. Well, here's the problem. When you have a program for everybody and it's out there what you taught, you cannot miss a thing.
Yeah.
So
it's true.
To the continuous, because I'm putting together an operations course, and the continuous cross-referencing between what is needed to be said, what the standard says, what the regulations say to make sure everything is in the course is it's mind-boggling. It's so
and
much.
And even though you have like a pro tip, what if the pro tip doesn't actually stay within the boundaries and you can't say it now and it's like, oh,
right.
Don't say that.
Or like, oh, that's not really something I talk about that much. But no, clearly I got to talk about it a lot. So now if it's a subject that I'm not very familiar with, I'm going and doing research on it to cover stuff that, you know, listen, we're doing a 72-hour operations class. I usually do a 24-hour operations class. There's a lot more information out there. So
right. And so with all that, and I think, you know, with 2020 being the way 2020 has been, it just seems to be a just dumpster fire going down the highway right now. It is good to hear some good news.
Okay.
That the new ERGs are in.
It is. And, you know, with all the hustle and bustle, I totally forgot that they were in. Now, I haven't physically gotten one in hand, but
I've seen them.
You've seen them. Okay.
I saw them.
I've seen the PDF. And I've gone through the PDF, but I wasn't able to hold it in my hand. So
it's a little thicker, a little bit bulkier, a little bit more robust.
They added a few things, but not.
Yeah.
There is not as big of a change from 2016 to 20 as there was from 14 to 16.
That was huge.
That was like a whole new, I don't know, I don't want to call it resurrection. I mean, the foundation was there, but it was like, you know, they put a dress on it and put lipstick on it.
I think that's when they rolled out the whole green section. Between not 14. No, they do it every 4 years, so it had to be 12. The 2012 ERG.
Really? They've only had... I thought the green section was there for a long time. Well, they added, like, the Blevy chart. They added the flow chart in the beginning, all the colors, everything beforehand was on the print was like black.
How many people
are
going to be fact-checking us on this right now?
I hope so.
I don't know. Whatever.
It's there.
Well, what we did was,
and there's changes.
Right. What we did was,
so you might as well learn about the changes.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we're going to kind of go through and bring all of the changes, all the updates. What is going to be different? If you're used to the 16, what are you going to be prepared for the 12, right? Luckily, they still have the white, the yellow, the blue, the orange, and the green, right?
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. Like, the basic structure and flow, none of that's changed, right? You're still doing the yellow to get a guide, and the guide is giving you information. It's just there's more updated information, and they kind of tweaked things a little bit.
Right.
So
yeah, good.
So, for example, on the white pages, right? The white pages, now don't forget, some people, when you say white pages, they just think the white pages in the beginning before all the pretty colors. But there's white pages in the beginning and there's white pages at the end. And they put a lot more information into these white pages. Some of the things are to help you through the guide, right? So, for example, there's an introduction to the green tables, because those kind of got a little bit confusing. So you now have a guide to help you for the guide on the green tables, which, of course, is all of your toxic inhalation distances, your gases, your reaction gases with water, things along those lines.
Yeah. You know what? The green tables, I'm going to say they were they're not very hard to understand. I think a lot of the instructors that have been doing this since the 30s, thousands of years I've been teaching hazmat. I hate to say, but I think a lot of them, you know, I'm not talking about the guys that really are spun up. I'm saying a lot of the B and C team instructors that do this, the reason why they do such low level stuff is because they're not really that good, and they would just make stuff up. And then you tell two people and they tell two people and the whole system started being like, oh, these green systems, you know, they're green because they're good. Go.
They're
good. No.
I never heard that.
You're like, oh, yeah, I heard that one. They were like, it's green, so it's good, right? Go. I'm like, no.
Yes.
No, those are bad.
Yes. go
but,
to your heart's content.
Yeah. They still got the, you know, the, they've improved on some stuff. The protective actions, the how to use isolation distances, the user's guide, protective clothing, fire and spill control, terrorist use of chemical, biological, and radiological agents. This is the one when I'm teaching this, no matter what level I teach it at, I'm not a fan of memorizing things I can look up.
Yeah.
You know, the teacup is only so much, and if I keep pouring stuff in, it's going to go over the top, right? So but I will tell them, read the white page in the beginning of the ERG, because it has a lot of information in it you don't have to memorize, but when you have something go on, you go, wait a second. I know where, in the most condensed, short-lived thing, I'll look it up in that white pages, and I'll get my springboard to go where I got to go.
One of the biggest changes to the 2020 ERG versus the other ERGs is a brand new section that can help you go through decontamination, right? It's on page 362, so it's in the back end of the ERG, which makes sense, right? Because you're not going to decontaminate till more towards the end. But it kind of gives you some really, really basic functions, especially as like an operations level person, on how to set up the decon, what are the different types of decons that are out there, and how to do this while maintaining isolation. They go through gross decon, technical decon, mass decon, and emergency decon, and how to set it up and what it means. So as an incident commander, or even as an operations person, if somebody were to turn around and be like, hey, I need your company to set up a gross decon, and you're like, crap, I don't really want to ask somebody what that means, you can now reference it in the ERG, and it'll tell you a quick removal of surface content that usually happens by mechanically removing the contents by rinsing with water from handheld hose lines, emergency showers, or a nearby water source. So now you can be like,
that's good.
Ah, I got it. I can go along with that. So there is a section for decontamination. There's a better updated section for protective clothing, and it touches on structural firefighting. It touches on chemical protective clothing, and it even touches a little bit on the street clothing. So your level D, as we would call it.
Yeah. They actually reworked the Blevy section, right, which is the boiling liquid expanding vapor explosion. Great. That's means I have a liquid, but they also introduced a heat-induced tear section, which shows the causes and hazards of blevies and heat-induced tears or hits or sudden.
I thought, yeah, where's tears. The word sudden? It's supposed to be a sudden heat-induced tear. I'm gonna have to call the DOT. That's not right.
We have to fix that.
One of the things that they also added was a little bit on lithium batteries. Not so much. Well, there's a guide now for lithium batteries on how to deal with it and work with it. But in the global harmonization section, there is also going to be kind of how to identify the labels and markings on packages that have lithium batteries. It's going to talk about the gas that they give off, the boil over. Mm-hmm. If you need to flood, how much do you flood? It talks a little bit about using foam, organic peroxides, and also liquefied refrigerant gases. So definitely a lot of new stuff within that ERG.
They also added a lot of, well, not a lot, but they added some basic information about IEDs, right? In the criminal or terrorist use. So the intent, they've kind of honed in on that, which is a huge component of the chemical, biological, and radiological agents section. This next one is actually brilliant when you think about it.
It is.
They have top views of rail cars.
How cool is that? Because, like, you've always had the side view, but if you go to a rollover, that side view is now your top view.
Wait a second, I gotta get in a drone now. No, now the top view will help you do that. That is such a good idea.
Yeah, and on top of that, they made, they spread out the rail cars through a couple more different pages. So instead of having tiny pictures of the rail cars, there's less rail cars per page. They're a little bit bigger. So they didn't really,
that's good.
Yeah, they didn't add anything more to that, but they made it a little bit easier to see and to identify. So, you know, like when you're looking at the valve compartment, that's blown up a little bit more so you can kind of see what it looks like inside.
Hmm. Now, the blue and yellow pages, these are just listings. So, I mean, how much improvement? Oh, wait, we'll tell you all about it. First, they removed the UN numbers for the chemical warfare agents and move them to the beginning of the yellow pages in table one. They're still in alphabetical order in the blue pages, but they took all the CWAs and they moved to the front of it. So if you ever really need them, you need to look it up right now. Well, they kind of grouped it in the beginning of the yellow, and then you can just go right into the yellow.
Right. They also changed, well, they didn't change, but they added new materials. They added about 15 different UN numbers, and they took those from the UN recommendation on transport of dangerous goods. So that has all been updated, all the newest chemicals. I don't know if there's newest chemicals or they're just like, hey, we're using a lot more of these, so let's make sure they're in the mix.
They also took some out. You know, based on that same recommendation, they took a couple out. I don't think you're going to notice it. But this is kind of a big one, the reevaluation of the polymerization hazard criteria for some high-risk materials. And they added the P for, let's see, 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 13 materials. They added a P to it. So if you're, you know, re-look into those pages, look for Ps. I'm not going to go through the numbers. It really doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. But, you know, it's interesting. I wonder what they did to, like, reanalyze the polymerization. Like, is it something that now happens sooner? Like, we have to be more careful? Did they suddenly find out
chronologically?
Yeah. Did they suddenly find out
expansion,
like, oh, I didn't realize this chemical polymerized and now it does?
Yeah.
They changed around. They re-examined the guides in the orange section. All right. So if you don't, the orange section is the guide that literally gives you that script, that play-by-play on what to do. And they added 34 different materials into the orange guides. So we have a bunch more chemicals that are out and running around that now have an actual guide associated with them. Because remember, not every commodity, not every UN number, not every CAS number, not every chemical is represented in the ERG.
Yeah, and in the orange section, since we're getting to that section, I'm kind of happy with this one. They added a how to use the orange guides, which is probably half of my spiel, is like, okay, guys, on the top left, what is it, health or fight? They kind of explain it out, which is good because the new section explains the four parts of the Orange Guard, which is something we go over, and they actually they define evacuation and isolation, which is handy because when you need to understand those is when it's really, really bad.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be guessing.
Now, I know I'm not one of these guys. I don't think Bob is one of those guys. But if you have all the guides memorized, like if you've been teaching since 1912 and you just happen to have a spiel, you're going to want to look around guide 120, 121, because there is no longer a guide 121. They merged it with guide 120. So if you have anything in your presentations that go or refer to guide 121, you're going to get a bunch of blank stares when they open it up and there's just a page that says, this page has been intentionally left blank.
Interesting. Well, there's two more I'm going to talk about, guide 161 and 158. With 161, the Canadian Nuclear Safety Commission reevaluated the Orange Guides for their radioactive materials for the accuracy. And then 158, OSHA stepped in and they validated that infectious diseases are indeed correct for those two things. So little nuance,
little
but
bit.
I, kind of important.
I feel like they're collaborating more with our Canadian brethren. Like even the cover is like, hey, don't forget about Canada too, which is kind of nice. I'm all about that love. They moved the safety distances that were in the public safety section to the evacuation section. So now all of the safety distances in the Orange Guide are all going to follow or fall under that same heading. Mm. Right? And then all the distances for the ammonium nitrate on fire for guide 140 as well.
Right. And they increase some safety distances for things that are on fire in guide 114 from a third of a mile to a half mile, which is, I always like to go to a half mile when I get the guide 114s going off.
Well, sure. I mean, and especially where we work, because that's the difference between like a quarter million people and 10 million people.
Right. It's not six cows. I got it.
Yeah. they added the word caution to many of the sentences in specific compounds, right? So, and this kind of goes along with the whole global harmonization thing where we're using key words as such as danger and caution. So you're going to see those in some of the guides and some of the toxicity guides and some of the flammability guides. That's, you're going to start to see some of these global harmonization words and sentences and pictorials start to come to life.
Yeah, and like you said, they collaborated with a lot with Canadian. Well, they went extensively with the National Fire Academy, the United States National Fire Academy, and they really did a review of the Orange Guides. And they added, they deleted, they changed to give the best available advice and clear, understandable, consistent language. That's key. I'm glad they took the wide angle view of this book and kind of didn't say, let's just polish it, send it out again. They really took some time on it, it seems like, this one.
No, they did. And I don't know if you do you remember getting the emails for input. Like, they literally blasted out input from everybody. They didn't just go to a select few people. They went across the entire fire community and hazmat community, and they wanted the input for pretty much everything. Once we get into the green pages, some of the distances in tables 1 and 3 have all been revised, and they reorganized table 3 by the ID number, all right, so that numerical order of the material instead of doing it in an alphabetical order. And that's actually nice because I kind of found that to be a little bit annoying where everything else was done by this number order, and then all of a sudden you're trying to flip through. The guide is all messed up, and you're like, I don't understand how to find this, so I'm glad that they ended up fixing that.
Yeah, and they also revised like the how to use table 2 to explain it a little better, that it's for informational purposes only. Like, it doesn't change that the response strategies in the Orange Guide, right, in table 1 and 3. So that was a little bit of a clarification. They added a table 3 container capacity in the section called how to use table 3, which is kind of like, I would equate it to like a table of contents, kind of like right up front, the sweetest of the juices right there in the beginning.
Yeah. And I don't know if you've ever, if you had this problem, I know I had, I actually had this problem, is I always felt like the green section was so, like, vomited of information. Like, there was no real good, like, it was like, all right, here's toxic, and here's these other things added as well. Well, they ended up kind of visually sectioning off the different tables in the green section a little bit better. So it, you can actually kind of make out where the different tables are. So you're not just flipping through it and you blow right past two and now you're on three. And it just navigating the green section became a lot easier.
That's great. And they added a whole bunch of toxic inhalation hazards, you know, in table one and water reactives in table two, like 1390 and 2965. And who can forget 3539, everybody's favorite.
I was complaining that that wasn't in there for years. I'm so glad they finally put it in.
It's about time.
Well, go out there, mess with the ERG. Guys, if you're instructors, learn the new material and get out there and teach it.
Good luck.
Well, that wraps up another episode of The Hazmat Guys.
You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our YouTube channel at The Hazmat Guys, and take a moment to call our comment hotline at 843-628-1484.
And we are always looking forward to your feedback about information or interesting incidents that you are a part of, so send us a note at feedback@thehazmatguys.com.
Remember, guys, don't just get on the job, get into the job.